The impact of the Omicron variants derailed the global economic recovery, according to an update this morning from the International Monetary Fund. Global growth is now expected to moderate this year due to supply chain blockages caused by the pandemic, but also rising inflation and the near certainty of interest rate hikes in coming months. With more on what could be a toxic combination, I spoke earlier with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, just a few months ago, the global recovery appeared to be on track. How has the emergence of Omicron dashed those hopes?
Well, good morning, Sabra. The IMF's updated World Economic Outlook now sees global growth this year pegged back from 5.9% down to 4.4%, slowing to 3.8% growth in 2023. Omicron and the continued supply chain blockages around the globe have knocked 1.2 percentage points off the US economy, with President Biden's massive stimulus program now stalled in the US Congress. Growth in China has also been downgraded because of its zero-tolerance COVID policy and rising stress among property developers like Evergrande, which continues to teeter. By the way, Australian growth remains unchanged at 4.1%, despite local Omicron concerns. But the big worry is surging inflation as demand for goods outstrips supply, inflation running at 7% in the United States, fossil fuel prices have doubled over the past year, and the reality is that interest rates are likely to rise. The removal of trillions of dollars of stimulus is going to be painful. And of course, just yesterday we had confirmation here in Australia that inflation is running hot. Then there's the risk of a new variant beyond Omicron and vaccine hoarding by wealthy countries. But the latest complication is growing concerns about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath warns surging energy prices could stoke global inflation.
In terms of headline inflation numbers, that certainly could keep headline inflation much more elevated for longer. Of course, we are hoping, like all of the international community, that there can be a peaceful resolution to this issue.
That's the IMF's chief economist, Geeta Gopinath. And Peter, just on rising inflation, the RBA has been pretty strident about interest rates, saying that they're not going to go up until 2023 or 2024. That surprise result jump yesterday, what does that mean?
Well, Sabra, the RBA Governor Philip Lowe has been adamant that interest rates will be staying close to zero until 2024, late 2023 at the earliest. But those December quarter consumer inflation figures out yesterday could really blow that pledge out of the water. Annual inflation now running at 3.5%, well above the RBA's target band of 2 to 3%. Australian shares dived around 2.6% yesterday on earlier than expected rate rise fears. The RBA board holds its first meeting of the year next week, and there'll be much more scrutiny than usual on Philip Lowe's commentary and whether he'll be abandoning that commitment to hold rates steady until 2024.
And Pete, congratulations. You're in the Australia Day honours list today too, with an OAM for service to broadcast media.
Yes, it's a very big honour, Sabra, and I have to think back 40 years ago when I started as a copy boy on the Daily Mirror in Sydney that I would never reach this. So thanks to everyone and the support from the ABC over a long period.
And that's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, and congratulations to all Australia Day recipients.